Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Ken, you there?
I'm here, Reverend Penny.
Gloria, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, all right. Things seem to be going quite well again. We had a really great week this week. I forgot to tell Ken about it, but waiting for Amy to get on. We'll give her let's give her a minute or so before we go on. Ken, you having a good time down there?
Yeah, not bad. Just kind of hanging around the casino and the motel.
Oh, okay. Cause that's right. You don't start until tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow evening.
Oh, okay.
Did you go in and check it out?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Alex said today that Larry Pinkney's going to be playing a part in Obama too. That's why they brought him down.
Yeah, he called me and let me know what's going on. I tried to call him back, but I didn't get him. I was going to let him say a few words tonight, but he's busy. They really doing some good things. Alex and him is really tight, and there's another guy. He's going to be on his show too tonight. Or is that tomorrow night? Who else is out there with Alex?
I don't know. Alex is the only one I ever listen to.
You know, whenever there's a break or something, he comes on. What's that guy name?
Pachanich?
I'm thinking whoever it is, he's going to be on his show too. So let's see what he does, because I think he's going to say something. How long was he on the show today?
Oh, a little over a half hour.
Okay.
Well, hopefully freedom will override this evil. I was talking to another T.I. today, and she tried to tell me she listened to Alex. She didn't know how to get to him. You know, if these T.I.s are not listening to Alex, they have no clue what's really going on in this country. They think they know, but they have no clue.
Mm. Well, we know that, you know, some of them, you know, they have issues, but we just have to keep moving. We can't, you know, we can't let them stop us from doing what we need to do. So, you know, let's stay focused. Let's not get sidetracked, and let's move on.
Yeah, I gave a woman here in a casino. I was going in from the parking garage. I gave her an Alex Jones card. She said, but what can I do? I said, well, if you can't do nothing else but tell other people so he can wake them up so we can take his country back. She says, things that bad? I said, obviously you stay in the casino too much. She just laughed.
That was a good one, Ken. What you said, she stay in the casino too much or too long or whatever, I know the feel.
Yeah. If you don't know what's going on, then you're staying too much in this casino.
Yeah. Look, we're gonna keep the TIs out of the casinos.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make sure of that.
Yeah, they didn't build these places on their money, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. All right, look like Amy is on the line. So, Gloria, we'll start with you first. You give us a report on what we said last week, and also I want you to talk about I did make the call to David Loomis and Diane, I'll give a report on that. But let's go with the report. Let's say what we talked about last week, and then we'll get into that part. Then we have Ken to talk about the summit he's at.
All right. Well, last week, May 9th, our discussion was Reverend Pinkney met with Minister Farrakhan. He didn't receive a yes or no. He discussed our issues, but he didn't receive a yes or no as to whether or not he would be on the show the 18th of May. It's a possibility, so. Danny Glover will be in Benton Harbor October 12th of this year.
October the 5th.
The 5th?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's correct that. All right. The 5th of October. For dinner, it's a $50 ticket for the dinner, but when you purchase the ticket, you will also become a member of Banco.
And you get a free T-shirt, a Banco T-shirt.
And you get a free T-shirt. All right. And Reverend Pinckney will be in New York June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Pace University. Perhaps next year we will attend the Left Forum at Pace University, but I feel we'll be out of this by next year. We must stay focused. That is one of our key lines, stay focused. And Derek suggested we should get involved with other groups and other issues. In return, they will give us a hand in what we're doing. They'll put the word out for us. I, Gloria Wellburn, was selected for the secretary. We must start some activism. Everyone should be doing something, handing out flyers, going door to door, putting something on somebody's car in the parking lot or the grocery store. Everyone should be doing something. Ken Rose is the treasurer, and any money you have towards whatever we're going to do, you can send it to Ken Rhodes, 20836 Hall Road, Clinton Township, Michigan. The zip is 48038. And someone has suggested getting the movie The Dream Catcher that was out in June of 2005. Reverend Pinckney said he would reach out to Ed Asner and William Taylor. He's a private eye out in Hollywood. He knows of entertainers that are being targeted. Reverend Pinckney had discussed getting in touch with the Global Women in Los Angeles. We have a commitment of one, I guess, a senator or congressman in Washington. And we discussed the appropriation committees and the black ops. And Kathy talked about going on prayer lines. She said God is leading her in her plate. So that's a good idea. All of us should stay focused on him and on God. And he'll see us through this, you know, with the minimal of anything else. So Sister Ali is going to share with us what President Obama said, the reason he's over in all the other countries doing what he's doing. Khalifa, are you there?
Yes. Greetings, everyone. Peace be upon you, human family. About six, this is coming from the final call, and the title of it is Showdown Time. And it was published May 7, 2013 by Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan about, and it quotes on page 21, about 6 weeks ago we heard through published news reports that chemical weapons were being used in Syria. And when that came across the news, I thought to myself, the rebels must be losing their efforts to topple that government. Now it is being reported in the news that there is the introduction into that conflict of chemical weapons by government of Syria against the forces that are trying to topple their government. Did they really find chemical weapons? Many that started looking at it weeks ago said, no, it was not chemical weapons, but President Barack Obama came on television and issued these words during a trip to Israel in March 2013. If it is found that the Bashar al-Assad regime is using chemical weapons on his own people or on others, that will be a game changer. Well, the news as the Tuesday morning, April 23, 2013, is that Israeli scientists have declared that it is sarin gas that is being used by the Bashar government. Now, we all know it is a false flag technique used to take over this country, because we are fighting against biochemical weapons used in our body is directed energy. Why, we must ask ourselves, is President Obama ignoring the same cry that he claimed that other countries are crying, has an outcry and wanting for this to stop, the chemical weapons to be stopped, used against them, so they say. But American citizens over here are outcrying, have an outcry upon directed energy weaponry used on them. Merging right along, what is a black operation? And this is very important because this will give you the definition of what we are dealing with, as well as the techniques, COINTELPRO techniques and other techniques this government is using to discredit what is actually going on and to escape facts of reality. A black operation or a black op is a covert operation by a government agency, or a military organization. This can include activities by private companies or groups. A black operation typically involves activities that are highly clandestine and often outside of standard military intelligence protocol, sometimes against the law. Key features of a black operation are that it's clandestine, it has negative overtones, and it is not attributable to the organization carrying it out. The main difference between a black operation and one that is merely clandestine is that a black operation involves a significant degree of deception to conceal who is behind it, or to make it appear that some other entity is responsible. False flag operations. A single such activity may be called a black bag operation. That term is primarily used for a covert or clandestine surreptitious entries into structure to obtain information for human intelligence operations. Operations are known to have been carried out by the FBI, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, and the intelligence services of other nations. Electronic warfare, also known as cyber war, psychotronic warfare, mind control, synthetic telepathy, remote neural monitoring, or non-lethal weapons, directed energy weapons, silent sound spectrums, or SSSS, or squad, and various other names, is amazing stories of government top secret Cold War, unconventional sound manipulation, and anti-brain beams, weapons research and development gone completely awry and out of control. The same technological revolution that brought TVs and stereos, computers, the internet, and satellite TV also brought amazing, still officially top secret sound beam and anti-brain beam weapons routinely aimed and used against a small number of targeted individuals or TIs in America and the world, and routinely aimed against the loudspeakers, some large social change rallies. And that is an example of one of the black operations, although there are many, as well as what Honorable Minister Farrakhan had exposed the first of President Barack Obama, stating he's willing to help others but ignore what's happening to his own United States citizens. So that is part of the black operation, and we want to thank Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for exposing this black operation. And that's why it's very important that we have a leader like him, such as Reverend Pinckney as well, and other great leaders, including the smallest TI. Like Reverend Pinckney say, there's no big eyes and little U's. We're all the same. So we must continue to fight and expose this evil plot against humanity. Thank you for allowing me to listen and share.
And, you know, that was a good thing, because anytime that you see anybody mentioning TI as target individual, that is truly, truly important. And that's one of the things that we're trying to get people to start talking about this. Gloria gave me this guy, David Loomis. He deals with direct energy. And here's the problem with him. He works for the government. And he said that, well, he said a lot of things, but one of the things that we got out of this is that it's actually happening, that they're targeting people, but unfortunately, we won't be able to help us. I talked to Diane, the other number that I called her, and she said that she was unable to talk about it at that time. So I'm not sure whether she want to help us or not, or whether she will help us. But we'll see what's happening. Right now, we're just moving. And the thing is, anytime you can get the minister talking about targeted individuals, we got it going on. So let us stay focused and keep going where we got and do the things that need to be done. Also, I got other things to talk about, but I want to make sure we get Ken in because he's at a convention. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Reverend Pinkney. Hey, did Minister Farrakhan bring up targeted individuals?
Yes, he did.
Is Amy still on?
Amy, you still there? Amy.
Yes, I am.
Did Minister Farrakhan say targeted individuals?
He don't use the word targeted individuals. I merged from the final call, and I went into the black operation and how we fell up under that black operation. Now, the reason for that, because Reverend Pinkney stated that we have to use the same language of them instead of us using TIs, although we are TIs. But if you go to Savior's Day 2012, he spoke about them types of things. A mind control on that Pacific Savior's Day 2012. But at the same time, we are still pressing on. As you know, I am going to end up in Chicago, and Reverend Pinkney is not going to just stop until we continue the fight. And the minister will bring it out. We just have to have patience because I don't know how you know he worked, but Reverend Pinkney could tell you he's not a person that jump up and do nothing. He has a protocol just like any other person. If you know, that's just
absolutely
how it is.
Absolutely, you know, you're 100% right. He takes his time to do things, and he's making sure all the time that he is doing the right thing, which is so important. Ken, on that note, tell us about the conference you're at.
Well, so far nothing's been done. I got here 2 days early, and it'll start tomorrow night, I think it's 6 o'clock, and then after that I'll be able to speak a little bit about it. So far I haven't seen anybody but one guy, and I don't talk to him, so.
Tell us some of the things that's going to happen. Who are some, you know, some of the speakers?
Yeah, Robert Duncan's going to be speaking. He's one that was on Jesse Ventura show. He's going to be speaking, and Peter Rosenham's going to be speaking. I don't know what he can say because, you know, I don't have much faith in him at all. But those are two that I know about so far.
Is there any way that we'll be able to connect with those guys?
You know, I'm going to ask her when I see her when she gets here. I called her today, and she said she still hadn't got here yet, so. As soon as she gets here, I'm going to try to get a number where y'all can hear it, and maybe we can play it, and I'll call you and give you the number.
Okay. Where exactly are you?
I'm in Henderson, Nevada.
Okay. Is that close to Las Vegas?
Yes. It's about a half hour away.
Okay. Okay.
Doug Millar's coming down. I got to pick him up at the bus station tomorrow at 1:40. So
okay, very good, very good. Cause how far is Doug from there?
He's in California. He bought the bus down.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, anyway, things been rolling. We have been doing some incredible things. Today I spoke with John Conyers' office. Elvira had been working on that, and matter of fact, they called me. I didn't call them. They called me today, and we have a phone conference with them on Wednesday at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. on Wednesday, we will have a phone conference with the office of John Conyers, which is give us an opportunity to do some things with Elvira, and do some things for us also. Also, Gloria, you gave me a number to, I can't think of her name right now. She's
Claire,
a
Senator Claire McCaskill.
Yes, yeah. I have called her office, and they haven't got back with me yet. So if like I said, if we can go and meet with her, even if it's for 30 minutes, I plan on doing that. Also, on Tuesday, I will be in Chicago, and I plan to be at Bobby Rush's office. And he had sent us a letter indicating that he had sent it to Fred Upton here. So what I did, I called him and wanted to know his reasoning for that. When you're a U.S. representative, you just don't represent people in a certain area, and I'm a Chicago boy. And so on Tuesday, we'll be able to sit down. I don't know how much time they're going to give me, but whatever time they give me, I'm going to be appreciated, and we're going to talk about the TIs, how this thing happened, what they're doing. I'm going to take some of the DVDs that I do have to, since he said he gave away, I'm going to take those. And my goal is to meet with everybody we sent the package to. And we're getting to the point now where we're narrowing it down, and we're going to persuade these folks that when we meet in Washington, that they be there to meet with us. So this is how things have been going. I think they're going extremely well. I believe that we're in a position now to do some things that have never been done before, but we have to do these things unless something else happens. I think it's time that we move on and just start considering ourselves. And here's another thing I want everybody to start doing. You understand that Ken Rose is our treasure. We're going to need funding for when people decide, when we get ready to go to Washington, so there'll be money available for people who can't come. I got several calls from several people who want to come to Washington with us. Those who want to come with us, I'm telling you right up front, I don't want you to get these bad attitudes that you got. And we're not going to deal with that. If that's the case, we'll have security to remove you from the place. But we're not going to go in there acting like that. We're going to act like we got sense, and we're going to do what we do. And we're not going to be...
Hold on,
let me finish. We're not going to get angry, and we're not going to be upset about things that happen. We're going to take this thing one day at a time. And here's the key. We know that most of them already know about this. Whether they admit it or not, they know. So what we got to do, we got to let them know that we know, and we got to know what we're talking about. So we need people who understand exactly what happened and can articulate it in a way that they can understand. And if they say they don't believe you, you go over your reason why it's happening, and then we ought to say, well, it might happen to you next, or it might already be happening to them. So, yeah, on that note. Well, go ahead.
Okay, but Pinkney, I know that I heard when you said that this person, congressional member, senator, whoever they are from Chicago, now where we come in at is we're going to provide you with the list of the TIs in Chicago, and you're going to give their names and phone numbers to those and let them know that this is your issue too. So that's
absolutely
the strategy that I will make sure me and Glo or Ken get you from doing the Chicago TIs.
Absolutely, that's tremendous. Also, give me the TIs from Michigan also.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Can email me that would be great.
We
give me the list of
you.
All them, and then send them an email, tell them to contact me, and then on Tuesday, maybe one or two of them can go with me.
Yes, sir, we'll do.
So I think that's good. And don't forget about the folks up in Detroit. We definitely can't forget about those individuals, because I think they're going to be very, very important. Especially Kanye is old. He's 79 years old. maybe older than that. So what we have to do, we have to make sure that people around him understand exactly what we're saying. So to me, that's more important than anything else. He might take the message back, and he might forget half of everything we say. But if we make sure one of his aides is there also, who will listen, and which is so important that we be ready for it. So,
well, Reverend Pinckney, we better make sure we use the word directed energy, human experimentation, before we get to talk about mind control. I think we need to.
Absolutely. We have to use those words. Direct energy, microwave, mind control,
but we better not use the word mind control, because I believe what's stopping us, and anybody can, whoever have an objection of what it is I'm saying, because when I talked to Brother Fred, he said we don't want to get them to rule out nothing. He said we got to do a work on a strategy. He said because that's what Minister Farrakhan is always using, strategy techniques on against the enemy. And when he say enemy, he means people that don't want to do right by people or the human race.
So he said we all got to be talking the same language.
Mind control. And you direct the energy with weapons, and we talk about the effects on our mind about the technology, but we need to stop saying mind control. Come up, synthetic telepathy is the word.
Well, that's a good word, but you can. I would suggest we use both rather than just one.
Also known as mind control, synthetic telepathy.
I would suggest that because to me that's kind of important.
Yes.
But it's more important that we know what we're going to do and get the help that we need more than anything else. And, as tough as this thing might be, I always say that the only weapon that we have against them is that we be together and stand together strongly and support each other. There's a lot of times that, a person just may need someone to talk to. So we need to be available for people when they need to talk. I'm really, really busy most of the day. Very seldom is I do not have something I have to do. But I try to make time to talk to as many people as possible when I'm available. So that's important. But
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I bear witness.
Yeah. So what we want to do, I'm going to bring on first person. I'm going to bring on 9763. 801-9763. Are you there?
Yes, actually, I'm Sharon Poet.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sharon.
Well, I want to thank all of you. I'm just kind of listening in right now. Ken told me about the call. And one thing I would like to add about Teresa or Gloria was talking about the mind control technologies and why it hasn't been addressed. I believe that they are much more widespread. You know, that TIs are getting tortured, on top of the mind control stuff. But that the actual mind control technologies, and I would continue calling them that as well as other things also, but I believe that they're being used on most of the population at this point, and it is such a huge crisis, and that's why it hasn't been addressed yet.
Well, most people are too intimidated to actually admit it. Most people are afraid of the government. And I figure like this, it's more of us than them. And I think once we realize that, I think we can move forward. Until that, till that day happens, it's going to continue just this way.
Absolutely. I really believe in the bringing public awareness. I'm actually putting out a newspaper. Actually, I've got several papers that I pass out. But let me throw this idea out to you people. One of the things, I'm a writer, and that's what I had done in the past. And I've got the programs to put together, a whole newspaper. And you know, if it, there were a group that had the funding for printing costs and whatnot, and you know, could, as a group, pull together articles to put into it to maybe form a whole paper addressing all the most important parts of what's happening in the world, and then you know, have that printed and distributed, I think it'd be a wonderful thing.
You know, any time that we can get the word out, that is tremendous, and that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that people understand that this is happening, and it's just not a figment of our imagination playing a trick on our mind. See, it's more important that we get the word out and get people talking about it than ever before. One of the things that has happened since we've been talking about target individuals is that now people are beginning to listen a little bit more to exactly what is going on. But listen, you got about 90 seconds to say whatever you want. Go ahead, then I'm going to bring on my good friend Dorothy. Go right ahead.
Oh, you mean for me to say whatever I want?
All right, you say whatever you want to say. You got 90 seconds.
Actually, kind of on the line of what you just said, in the process of thinking of ways to prove to the rest of humanity that these technologies really do exist and are being used, I usually quote people like Jim Keith, Jerry E. Smith, Tim Rifat, Philip Copens, especially Jerry E. Smith and Jim Keith. They're really some of the pioneers that tried exposing this to humanity, and they have books out that unequivocally prove the existence of these technologies and their use on humanity.
And you know what, you are absolutely correct. We know that it's happening, and really, I would say maybe at least 60% of the people in this country know it's happening, but they won't admit it. Because first off, most people don't believe that your government could be this rotten. Nobody can believe that that the United States would do something like this, because they have that air about themselves that say that we're better than everybody else. We will not torture you, and knowing that they would torture you at every chance. So that is really tremendous. Listen, you and I are going to talk again, and because I think you might be on to something, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Dorothy, are you there?
Yeah, how are you, Reverend Pinckney?
Great, how you doing today?
I'm good. Hey, you know, for all the listeners, let me comment, and please know that please do not take offense to anything I say, because it really is with an honest heart that I share this. We know that there are good people in our government. We know there are people that don't know anything about this, but we also do know that there are people at every city, state, local, high school, grade school, college level, who are participating in these things. And for those who are being subjected to these type of abuses, again, as I've been reading through the book, Project Soulcatcher by Robert Duncan, as well as The Hidden Evil by Mark M. Rich, they document in detail a great many of these technologies. And one of the things that I've had to come to realize only in recent months is that my grandfather belonged to the Masons, and they're good Masons, and they're good Catholics. But there's also, you know, everybody says that the New World Order is nothing but a scam, or that it's a conspiracy theory. But the unfortunate truth is my grandfather belonged to these people, and I didn't know anything about it. And I'll even go so far, and again, please don't take offense, is that often individuals join these organizations. You know, he was born, I believe, in like 1909, and it used to be the way of the world that if you really wanted a job, a good job, to be able to support your family, you had to join these organizations. You had to be part of them. You had to move up. And I think along the way, as I've been reading some of the books, which, as I said, I've only recently found, once you got so far into it, you couldn't get out of it because there were often dire consequences to your family, to your friends, to your loved ones, if you dared to pull out of these things. And these things have been around for thousands of years, and a lot of people didn't know. There have also been those who have been involved who, I believe, and maybe so naively, but that they believe they had to attempt to manipulate the world this way or guide the world this way with the intention of trying to find real peace, because on this earth we've only had actually 34 days of real peace. But of course, as we all know, that sometimes when people who are human, who with the best of intentions move forward with a vision of equality and peace, that they sometimes get really power hungry and a lot of individuals went awry. Even if you look at the history of bringing Nazis over to this country after the war, the intention was, on one level, that we needed to get that technology so it wasn't used against us in the Soviet Union or by Japan or by fascist Italy or other people that might have gotten it in their hands and used it against us. So I do believe that there are always and always has been people who have, with the right intentions, but didn't understand because they were compartmentalized, kept out of the big picture, naive and moving forward with the right intentions. But there is another level, and you need to think of almost like a multiple-level chessboard, that there are those who have been participating and planning and manipulating and literally stealing people's free will, their dreams, their ideals. And I do know that there is multiple levels being played. And part of this is what is our intention? Because as human beings, regardless of what your spiritual belief system is, anyone who knows practices of light, and I mean of light, so of Christ, of the Godship, of the Divine One, that when you look at those who, like the Buddha, who was a prince and gave up his princely inheritance to become a man, a spiritual man of wisdom, that in so doing, he set off on a path of the Christship, moving towards a higher enlightened human being in being a good person of the world. We always have to maintain the higher intentions. I absolutely do understand that there is a great deal of abuse, brutality that is being brought against good, honest human beings who have been, who have followed the rules, who did not understand, probably most of us as young people, did not understand this almost this hidden agenda or hidden belief system. We weren't privy to it for whatever reasons. And by standing up as good human beings across the world, we found ourselves being thrown under the proverbial bus. And my thought is that it is absolute imperative that all of us become protectors and guardians of each other. Maybe one of the things that we need to do strategically and tactically is to, A, begin to set up groups of us who are willing to listen to those who need to have support to help plug them in. One of the greatest opportunities that I've seen is, and I know this may seem very, very odd, but one of the greatest things, tools that I have found and the most easiest is to begin sitting down and writing when you feel you are going through the stuff you're going through. In the books I discussed, again, Soul Catcher, it specifically states that one of the tactics, one of the dirty tricks they're using is by the intention, and again, please do not take offense. The idea is the power of the mind, that if these people are beginning to play tricks on you, that the intention and the power of our mind that we can if you will, take on the perception that we're being attacked, even when we're not, that we can actually cause disease in our bodies when they're doing benign stuff. And again, please do not take offense. I do not mean to dismiss anyone or anyone's experiences. But these people understand the power of the mind. And the power of the mind is about now us getting back into our mind, into our bodies, which all first responders, police, fire, military, which I was part of, when they come back from major events, they sit down and they begin writing what they have been through. Go backwards in your life and writing out what you've been through. And the reason that is important is because when you do that, you move from the emotional state to the putting it down in writing. You get back into your articulation, logic, your reasoning, your critical thinking. When you begin to have this, you take power away from those who are messing with you. You begin coming back into your full understanding of who you are in your God-given brain and intellect. It is important that we maintain safety with each other and for each other, and we talk clearly and effectively with each other to provide safety, because there are those among us that we know that there are those who are fakers, that they are here to disrupt the community. We need to also be mindful that there are those that are extremely frightened or those that are very numb. And we have a lot of people right now on this planet who are so numb because of national tragedies, personal tragedies, things they've been through that some of us know and others don't know. But those are all significant issues. And again, the writing has been the only thing I found that will actually help us. So those are some of the basic strategies that can help. And I think, again, the other side is playing both sides against the middle. They are playing Christians against Muslims. They are playing evangelicals, good evangelicals, against, you know, those who are involved in the sexual trade and sexual trafficking and abuse and all that kind of dark energy stuff. There are dark energy folks in every factor of our spirituality, in every factor of our, in every organization, individual, or whatever across this world. There are those that have chosen that side versus the light side. And while we need to send them love and light, we don't want to turn our back on them, but we certainly need to stand farther and higher in who we are as spiritual beings and understanding none of us need to begin even attempting to, again, this is why the safety factor comes in, is because we need to be people that are peaceful, but understand that that peace, that power, that energy, that divinity that is in each one of us will, in fact, outshine them. In the dark, when a candle is lit, that candle, intellectually, spiritually, physically, that momentum, we don't have to do a thing except let our light shine. But it is also about helping to bring everybody into the bigger factor and understanding it. We can make decisions on this world, for this world, that does not mean that any of us have to lose our lives. So whatever their agenda is, I don't care what that agenda appears to be, we can make solid, better decisions based on our intellectual culmination of our entire intellectual capacities. So let us say no to the dark and yes to the light. Let us start doing strategy thinking positively, effectively, and to maintain peace and higher awareness.
Dorothy, let me ask you this. One of the things that I'm trying to get through to everybody is that we have to get bigger and we have to get stronger.
Yes.
Tonight, we have about 140 people on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And, but here's my problem. We have the people on the line, but most of them don't want to do anything. Maybe it's just me. Like you were just saying, we have to keep ourselves busy. We have to keep doing things. We have to make sure that people understand that we're not going to let you intimidate us. You see,
right.
We know that you're out there. We know what you're doing. If you got something for me, bring it on. But see, that's the language that we have to institute into the people so they can understand that it's time that we have to fight back. And it's time that everybody should be doing something. I don't care if you're out there passing out DVDs, literature, flyers, whatever you know, we all should be doing something and saying things. We should be out here saying stuff, and a lot of people are not going to believe it. But the point is, I use the term stick and move.
Right.
And once I tell you, what you do with that information is on you. And
I
tell you, I had a lot of people tell me that, Reverend Pinkney, you're going to lose all your credibility messing with those folks.
You know
what I tell them? If I have any credibility at all, and if I have to lose it because of that, then it's lost. And
well,
I think that's the mentality that we have to deal with, knowing that, you know, whatever you got for me, you bring it on. And we're going to be in this together. We're going to fight together. We're going to stand together. And we want to set up teams, but we can't set up teams till everybody that's on the line, when you know, talk about it. You got people who just come on and just listen. You have to be part of what we're trying to do. Whatever we're trying to do, if you live in New Mexico and they got a senator down there who's willing to talk to us, then we need to send you down to New Mexico. If you're in Kansas City, and there's a person there who's willing to talk to us, you need to go to Kansas City and talk to that person. This is what we need to do. We all need to be working together, holding hands, and getting this thing done right. Until we do that, if they think that we're so afraid and intimidated with what they're doing, it's going to continue. It won't stop until we make them stop.
You understand
what I'm saying, Dorothy?
Yeah. The thing I've seen is, look, these people they know history. They've actually know the real history that most Americans and most people around the world, and again, no offense to anyone, but there are a lot of people who don't know the real history. It's out there on YouTube. You just got to start looking for it to see what the real history of the world is. And most of us have been dumbed down, not because of our choices, but because of those who are in power. Now, the question is A, if you have three-way caller, every time you come on a phone, get two other people on. Get two other people who, one may not know exactly what you're going through, but is willing to listen. That way you bring them in. Number two, bring in someone that, you know, is maybe a minister or someone else that,
Bring in somebody that's knowledgeable about this direct energy.
Here's another
thing, Dorothy. We should be telling them. You have to school them. I had to be schooled about this.
Right.
But you have to see. You have an obligation yourself. You got an obligation to tell these people what is going on, even if they don't believe it, even if they think you nuts.
Well,
it don't make a difference. You got a job to do. Your job is to tell them.
That's why I always try to come on and share books and even share YouTube videos. And again, please know, the one thing in my grandfather's books, it says, do not believe everything you read, okay? He was New World Order. The New World Order is real. It's in the Jerusalem Bible. That is their mission plan. It's not just a Bible. They now call themselves the League. So from now on, we're going to discuss them as the League. At least I will. The idea is that they know history. And so any of the greats that have come before us, whether or not Malcolm X, Kings, the Kennedys, Gandhi, they know all their strategies, and they are virtually either subverting them or shifting them or twisting them. And the idea is that those great people and so many others from, you know, Sojourner Truth, E.B. Du Bois, or any of the other great masters, and they were masters. They were masters in themselves. You must first master yourself and understand what's going on. The other is to begin finding people in your own communities who are either involved, who have been targeted, or who are dealing with what's going on, because eventually these people are using blackmail, subterfuge. They're using threat of loss of jobs. We have the ability as a peaceful community to step forward in helping each other. And that's what's important, is to build community safely, positively. Now, from there, the other is begin to understand what's going on. Because as we begin, and I've shared this with Reverend Pinkney, I think it's very important for us periodically, for some of us to kind of like salt and pepper. There are those that should come on and tell their story and what they're talking about and even share about the domestic terrorism that is going on towards these individuals who, for being good Americans, have been selected to be slam dunked. And for others to come on and to share who you were growing up and the things you did positively to make America the melting pot and other parts of the world the melting pot of honesty and protectiveness and national security that we thought we were all supporting. Because ultimately, I don't think it really is just the label of our government. I think there are bad people within our government that have power who are utilizing this negatively, while a whole lot of other people are not aware of this. So for me, it's we do need to become aware, awake. Check out the information. It's all out there. As Secretary of State Kerry stated to a bunch of German students, it's the right of all Americans to be stupid. Now, I take exception to the fact that we were raised, and I have two master's degrees, in an education system that did not tell me what an alternative set of information was. That's pretty much like blaming people who are starving to death because their land is drought-ridden and who do not have good seed or the means by doing anything. So shame on him, but maybe it's time for us to share with the good senator or good Secretary of State Kerry that we can not only meet his challenge but exceed his challenge, because I have never found Americans from any place I've ever been, even in the military, who are willing to drop their heads, whimper. We are bright, innovative people. We can get together. And once upon a time in this country, people would get together and make their own businesses. Businesses such as through bartering. If you don't have the money, barter for what your skill sets are. You have skills out there, ladies and gentlemen. If you've done taxes or if you've done counseling or you've, you know, helped people clean up their backyard, barter for things to help you. If that means somebody has extra clothes and they want to give you some clothes, it's time for us to get back to the old days where we help each other, go around and meet your neighbors, say hello to people on the street. Be the person we need to be the change, but the positive change is the only change. These people are thinking and waiting for anybody to set a match to the tinderbox that they're establishing, and they are establishing a tinderbox. If we choose to not participate in that visual alignment of what they think they want to do, then they can't go about their plan, can they? And
absolutely.
it's about us sharing this
absolutely.
Insight.
You know, and that's really, really important that you said that, because we have to learn to share, and we got to share among us. We got to get stronger. Marketing and all these other things is so important. And if we can do it, we can be successful.
Also, help, if I may also, for your veteran community, for those of you that may be veterans or those who are not veterans but know families of veterans, reach out to them. These men and women have been put through 2, 3, 4, 5 different deployments. Now, I know it may be scary, but again, get on your computer, look up PTSD, go over to family member, ask, how can I help? How can I support you? Again, I will tell you, as a veteran of a great deal of brutality that I witnessed, that I was experienced to, the only thing that I saw that helped me in 20 years of going through the VA system, and please know, I do know there are good people in the VA system, they were just few and far between in my path, that sitting down and writing out what the person has been through and then having a safe counselor. Now, please know, if these veterans do not have somebody, because combat causes 4 times post-traumatic stress per each deployment, possibly even for each event they may have seen. And if they've been through four or five different deployments, then they're dealing with multiple levels. It is about keeping our veterans safe so that they don't become patsies.
Absolutely. Hey, Dorothy, we're down to 2 minutes of time now.
Yep.
And you got about 30 seconds to say what you want, only 30 seconds, and then we got to go back to Ken, and then we're going to go back to Amy.
The other thing, too, is men and women out there, begin to stand up against rape and abuse, sexual slavery in this country. There is no person on this planet, that wants to be somebody else's sexual toy.
Absolutely.
I do not care.
It is time
for us to stand up.
Amen. Thank you for that. That was tremendous, and I hope that people took that in. You and I have talked several times on several different occasions, and I tell you this much, we're on the same page, and it's time that people start moving forward, and there are some good people out there. We're hoping that we find one of these House of Representatives or senators who have a heart big enough to say, well, I'm going to join what y'all doing, and we're going to fight this thing together because I know it's happening.
Hey,
we're going to keep talking until we find one or two. But listen, Gloria, we got about 90 seconds. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I just wanted to tell everyone to check out the fedspending.org, and it will tell you how these companies, how they're being funded by the government. And this is done, the numbers that they have down on the paper, when you see 236, that's in the billions of dollars. So that's why everyone's keeping closed mouth, hush, hush.
Yes.
Because they're afraid they're going to, you know, their pockets won't be filled. But I feel, too, people that don't help us, we should expose them.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to start picking in and everything else, their office.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it all across the country. Everybody who don't want to help and don't want to listen, we're going to make them either put up or shut up. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we're going to deal with that. Ken, you got anything you want to say right fast?
Yeah, I just say all the TIs still tell them they should be passing out that Veterans Today, that article they wrote about us. That'll convince a lot of people. All you got to do is make up 50 copies and go pass them out once a week. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely, and that's tremendous. People should be out there doing something. Stop sitting in the house and allowing them to attack you. It's time that you move to a whole different level. We will not bust this thing open until we get out there and do it ourselves. We can't expect the senators. We can't expect the House of Representatives. We can't expect nobody to do it unless we do it ourselves. Amy, you got about 30 seconds to say whatever you want, and we have almost ran out of time. Go right ahead.
Okay, I would like for everyone to get in contact with GLOW. Give out your phone number. Millicent Black has got in contact with the UN, the United Nations, about this issue. And to further hear more about it, GLOW, give your number, and then who are interested in signing this petition, then do so, because Millicent wasn't able to come on the phone.
Right. It's change.org, that her petition. And every time the petition is signed, it goes right to this UN lawyer. He is
All
a
right.
lawyer, and she has contact with him. My number is 610-659-9302. And I met a gentleman from California. He called me yesterday, and he wants to come to Washington.
Very good.
He's living in Australia. It started in Australia for him, and
mm-hmm.
he wants to come to Washington. So, Reverend Pinkney, if you can
start
coming up.
So we
got
to talk to him first so we'll know where he's at. Because, like I said, we don't want nobody going there, you know, getting all riled up, getting angry, especially if they can't have their way. A lot of times, TIs, when they don't get their way, they get angry. And then they're trying to accuse him. They might even call him a perp or something, anything. So we're not going to have that. But look, this is something also. Those of you out there, I want y'all to spread the word. I want everybody to send Ken $20. $20. Those who have it, send it. Those who don't have it, we'll think of something. But we got to build up some kind of funds so we'll be able to function. We cannot function without resources. So also, do you have Ken's address, Gloria?
Yes, I do.
Would you give his address out, please?
All right.
Down here.
That's Ken Road, 20836 Hall, H-A-O-L, Road. And that's in Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N, Township, T-O-W-N-S-H-I-P, Michigan.
Hey,
and
hey.
The zip code is 48038.
Very good. And we want those, we want every single person to at least $20 so we can have resources to fight. We're not going to use the money for anything other than TI business. If it's not TI business, it will not be used. That's a promise from me. And I know Ken, you know Ken. Ken is not a man who actually needs the money. But look, we're going to make sure that we have resources. But on that note, everybody, I will see you all Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. 6 o'clock is TI time. Those of you who comes on when it's time to come on and you click off for a second or two, you mess up the whole thing, what we're trying to do. You have to stay on until I can get to you. Please stay on the line until I get to you. On that note, I'm getting ready to say good night to all. Everybody have a good night, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye now. And don't forget to send that money to Ken Rose. Bye now.